This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam al-Husseini's firmness on the path of truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's lesson, we're talking about the firmness on the path of truth that Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam took during his time, during his period of leadership. Steadfastness on the path of truth was one of the most prominent qualities of the father of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because for the establishment of truth and for the destruction of the facts of falsehood and centers of oppression, Imam Hussein exhibited an unequaled perseverance. He was so persevering. The Holy Imam had in his view truth with all its vastness and meanings, and he set out for the field of contest so that truth may be established in all Islamic lands and the people may be released from atrocities meted out to them by tyrannical rulers of the time and dispel forces. So Imam Hussein was so firm at the time that he had besieged him. He had besieged him and events that had subjected people to deep pits of ignorance where they were thrashing their limbs for survival. Imam alayhi salam saw that the community was sinking in falsehood and deviations, and people were not having any values in their life. Therefore, he proceeded towards the field of confrontation so that he may sacrifice everything for the sake of hoisting the flag of truth. The Imam alayhi salam has mentioned this same illuminated aim in his address to his companions. This was the type of firmness Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam used to have during the time of his rulership, during the time of his leadership. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and we are talking in this very particular moment about the firmness on the path of the truth. The firmness that Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam had on the path of truth. He stood with truth whenever it came, like his father did, like his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, did. He said every time he felt that this is the path of truth, he went through the same path, and he never chose any other path other than that. Imam Hussein is reported to be having this particular firmness on the path of truth, that he is reported to be saying, or he once said to his companions, "Oh my companions, do you not see that truth is not being practiced and falsehood is not being avoided so that a believer may be eager to meet the Lord?" Truth was one of the most prominent qualities of the personality of the father of martyrs, Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It was one of his main prominent qualities that he had inherited them. He had inherited those qualities from his grandfather. And that is the reason why he used to, time and again, kiss that same face and the same mouth that spoke up the words of Allah and issued the springs of justice and truth on the earth. This is a quality that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can be easily say that he inherited it from his grandfather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from his father, Al-Imam Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salam. It's a trait that every leader in our time should try and portray, should try and have, to be firm on the path of truth. It's the path that whenever any leader follows it, definitely he's going to be a successful leader, and the people under him are going to gain a lot and to live a life that is supposed to be lived according to the teachings of the Prophet and the teachings of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, inshallah. Until next episode, I will meet you, inshallah. I've been your host, Hussein Hinzano. Until next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en-islam-page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. But anyone stay here won't be alive tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go at deep silence.